Good afternoon, Marlin. This is Anthony.
Hi, Anthony. This is Surya at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. I'm just following up on a particular deal that we just requested docs on, and it's called Texas Interpreting Services. I can give you like the app number if you need it.
Yeah, I just sent you an email on that one. What's the question?
Yeah. So we spoke to the merchant, and he is saying that he's gonna have a hard time doing the 2015 financials because that it usually involves a meeting of three people, and since they're on extension to October, they haven't done that yet. So he's
Is there
wondering if.
anything halfway through 2015 for a profit and loss or balance sheet of any kind?
He
They
said he
don't have to be
doesn't.
audited.
Yeah. Yeah, he's just a little
That's
bit.
that that's it. It's tough for us to go out with that large of an offer without having financials that are 18 months old, you know?
Okay. And then also he said that his 2014 tax return is very extensive. It's like many, many pages. Would you need the whole entire thing? Or.
I mean, we don't need all the. See, it's tough to say. It depends on what it looks like. We
Okay.
may or we may not. Without seeing it, I wouldn't know. We obviously need the first page. We'd like to see the balance sheet, the M statement, any other state. Any the thing is, the additional pages normally tell the story for the balance sheet.
Right.
So if we have the balance sheet and there's something odd, we may come back and request the additional statements. So it's sometimes better just to send the whole thing.
The whole thing.
And then if we don't need it, it's better to have it and not need it than have to go back and say, okay, well, the balance sheet, we have questions about A, B, C, D, E, and then you need to supply all these separate statements, have them pick through it and resend it anyway. That seems like
Understood.
to be safe and sorry.
And just out of curiosity, since he is just a little bit, he's trying to leave tomorrow for something, and I'm wondering if there's an amount of this loan that we do that wouldn't require financials, if that would make
Being
it
that we know the
easier.
situation now and we've spoke about this already, we'd require for pretty much anything now.
Okay, yeah, because he has 2014 and they're working on 15. They just don't have it all completed, and it doesn't sound like they're going to have it done, anytime soon. It's going to be like September, he said, till they do that they have the extension to October and they're meeting.
Yeah.
Okay, so all pages and something for balance sheet and P&L.
Yeah, if you can. I mean, if you want to send the 14 over in the meantime, we can let you know if it. We normally don't
Yeah.
like working off that something that old. You know, if it was the first couple months of the year, sure. But now we're halfway through the year already, and we're working off financials that are a year and a half old. So it's kind of tough to get a indication.
Right. I'm just concerned that if he's saying he doesn't have anything, like he doesn't have a balance sheet and P&L, then if we dock and get him to send the tax return, and then we're at a standstill then, and then it's just like,
Well, you can dock and send it in the meantime. You know, if there's anything out of the ordinary, or things don't match up, then we would certainly want that. I guess we'd be close to the end of the month and him leaving if there's some type of extension or something on there.
Okay. All right. We will talk with him and see what we can do on this. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye.